Don't you know the story behind that little ditty?
I do.
Oh, you do. He was in Japan at a club, and all the young folk were dancing with themselves, staring at a mirror, and they weren't really paying any attention to anybody else. No. It was, 1980 or something like that.
Makes sense, I guess.
Yeah. And he's like, everybody dancing with themselves.
Dancing with myself.
Yeah, so here we have that song.
I like it. 95.5
KLOS. Hey, dude, what's up?
What?
How you doing, my brother?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Why are you so happy?
I don't know, because I haven't been here for 2 weeks.
That's true, yeah.
I have some energy.
Even though it's
in
a Monday, you're fine.
Yeah, I'm fine for
you're
a change.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looks like the weather might be threatening at some point.
That's part of it.
Possibly.
That's true. Yep.
All right, let's talk about today's show. We are going to do one American dollar.
Oh, nice. Am I going to win a buck?
I doubt it. I doubt it. This is an incredibly hard one.
Really?
I'm going to get... Really?
That's what she said. Yeah.
I'm going to give you 6 guesses to get 2 right.
Damn. Wow.
That's
all
coming
right.
up.
Is it sports related or something? Something about the World Cup? Because I know.
No, but we're going to talk about the dress code in Qatar.
Oh, my God. And Iran.
Yes.
Yeah.
And song. This is an odd call-in topic, but I got it from one of our listeners, Raul.
Raul Rules.
Who just tweeted it, I don't know, last week or the week before.
Yeah.
And I just kept track of it. The first song I went played at my funeral. Genius.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's good.
So we're going to do that in the 4 o'clock hour.
How long did it take you to come up with one?
Well, as you know, my mind works in a different way. So I came up with some hilarious ones.
Oh, good. I can't wait till you die, then. We can play them there.
Right, yes. And the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Unbelievable.
Is a thing.
Yeah.
Worth...
$8,200 sometime between now and 4.
$8,200.
Good luck. We'll tell you when to call.
95.5 KLOS.
A little premature on that buzzer. I swear, though, it's never happened before.
Yeah.
First time.
Just getting ready. Because this is going to be happening a lot when we do.
Especially at this time of the year, I hope you're going to give me an easy one American dollar because I got a lot of presents.
This might be the hardest one I've ever come across. As a matter of fact,
cruel.
I thought about
vicious.
I thought about making it one,
like one. I only had to get one.
6
answer?
Guesses, and if you get one right, you win.
Damn,
that's how hard
it
is.
Hey, let's do that. Let's do that from now on. That's how we play from now on.
No, because they're way too. This one's so hard.
Really? So what is it about? I can't even imagine.
But I'm going to go with. 2. I'm going to be nice.
Two right.
I'm not going to be nice. Yeah, I'm going to be 6. Nice and give you 2 instead of 1.
That's not nice. Your definition of nice is twisted,
my
friend.
I'm going to be nice and make you get more.
That's
no,
nice
because
to
I was trying
hear
to think,
falter.
Can you get 1? Yeah, I think I could.
Yeah.
But could you get 2? I don't think so.
Well, what is it? What is it? What is it?
Christmas vacations. 10 of the best places to go for the holiday spirit.
See, I hate that kind of crap.
In the world.
I hate it.
Christmas vacations. 10 of the best places to go for the holiday spirit.
Holy cow, dude. That's impossible. I get no dollar.
All right, but you got 6 guesses to get 2.
6. You said 1, right? Just 1?
2.
Get 1, right?
I started with 0. I was like, if he gets 1, there's no way. All right, so 6 guesses to get 2.
Oh, my God.
All right, and this is including the whole world, including the United States? I don't even think it's possible, but go ahead.
Well, the first thing that leaps to... You bastard, and you're probably right. First thing that leaps to mind is that Rockette show, the Christmas show in New York City at Radio City Music Hall. Oh, come on! Are you serious?
You got 1. But it was New York City.
My living in New York helped, I guess. Okay, that's it. That's the only one.
That is the one that I assumed you would get. And so now, this is when I go, okay, can we get another one? I don't think so. I don't think so.
I'm going to guess maybe in... I'm going to say Bethlehem. Maybe they have some sort of thing.
Bethlehem where?
Like, the Bethlehem, like down by Jerusalem, and Israel. Damn it!
I see.
Damn it after Bethlehem is kind of fun at Christmas
2
time.
2 guesses. You got 1 right. Talking about 10 of the best places to go for the holiday spirit. He got New York City, which is one of them.
Is there only 1 New York City?
There's only 1.
Oh, there's there's only 1 event in New York City? The Rockets?
Yeah, these are cities.
Oh, cities.
Cities to visit. Yeah, places to go, but cities to visit.
Okay. South Pole, Alaska.
sorry, that's three guesses.
They have Santa's little whatever there, and I figured I drove past it. It's between Fairbanks and Anchorage.
What do you mean you drove past it? Who drives past the South Pole?
In Alaska.
What are you talking
it's
about?
It's a total tourist trap. It's crap, but I figured maybe...
All right.
There's this Polar Express some friends of mine, family went on not too long ago, and Flagstaff, you get on like a train or something. Is that one of the things? Oh my God.
Yeah, that's four. You're thinking specific attractions like Radio City. I'm saying these are cities.
Cities.
So it's not necessarily an attraction that's in effing Flagstaff. Sorry, I almost cursed.
It is really hard not to, isn't it? Because the way we really talk. I need
dollar. Thinking time. What I need. That's so you can have some thinking time.
I mean, I guess London. London's probably a good place to go. There's probably,
oh, my God. I would have guessed that, too.
Yeah, really?
I would have guessed that, too. All right, so that's five guesses, and you've only gotten one right. That means you have to get the next guess correct.
Oh, to get two. So it's only two. So you can still do it. Where is them? Damn, there's like a Christmas town, and don't buzz yet, but there's one in like, I'm going to say Germany. There's like this Christmas town. They do up the whole like Christmas village. And I think maybe it's in Austria, but I'm going to go with Germany. Is it Germany? Somewhere. I don't know the name of the city.
It's not a country. It's not a goddamn country.
I don't know the name of the city. How would I know?
I'm just going to buzz you because you're not on the right. You're not on the right track.
Oh,
here's how difficult this list is. You got one.
I did.
Congratulations.
I thought, wait a minute. Maybe this isn't so bad. I'm going to do it.
Malta.
What the hell is a Malta?
It's number 10.
Never even heard of a Malta.
Number 9 is Bogota, Colombia.
Oh, come on. Why? Because you eat great drugs there? Yeah.
Nuremberg, Germany.
See, that's probably the one I thought of, but I don't know. I don't know what it's called. I mean, that's fair enough. I couldn't come up with the name of the downtown.
Number 7 is Nairobi, Kenya.
What?
Number 6, you got New York City. Number 5, Barcelona, Spain. Number 4, San Fernando, Philippines.
Who's making these? Who is really stoned?
Number 3, Bath, England.
Oh, I love Bath.
Do you really?
It's a good place for Christmas?
Yeah,
why?
I didn't picture that either.
Oh, Bath is beautiful, man. It's cool. Yeah, the Roman baths are still there.
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Oh, damn it!
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
I just said Bethlehem. Which, you've given it to me?
No, but you said Bethlehem.
I know.
No, I would have made you specify because there is another Bethlehem.
That's not fair.
We sent Lightning to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania to get a Christmas tree. And number 1 is Rovaniemi, Lapland, Finland.
Finland. Country where I quite want to be.
Needs 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
I assume you, like I, am watching every game of the World Cup.
Oh, of course. Yes, yeah. I record them. And
you saw the crazy Brazil game today. Did you see that?
With
those goals? Wow.
Yeah, bananas.
Against Japan.
Weird that you're not there, isn't it? Because you love going to the games. But
yeah, I think we were turned off by the slavery.
Yeah, you there in Qatar?
Yes.
Not really on board for giving them yet more money to keep their system going, government?
That seemed bad.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
But here's the thing that everyone is saying is that you have to dress appropriately for where you are.
Now, so
if Qatar has strict rules, which they do
for
women especially, you have to respect the Qatari rules.
Yeah, I mean, that's the appropriate thing to do. You shouldn't be wearing your hot pants that you usually wear.
Right, exactly.
And that super thin top. The tube top is just right out.
And the pink leather.
Yeah, that's a shame.
That has to go.
But, I mean, do you really feel that, you know, that in the year 2022, everybody should be so well-behaved?
I mean, I think...
Especially at an event like that.
It's funny because there are people who... have tried to wear the One Love armband just to support LGBTQ+.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they will not allow it.
Yeah, really?
It's not allowed. They came in with their own. And they're super, super crazy about that.
Well, you know, and those things don't ever last. Let's talk about, Iran just now starting to shut down that morality police.
Yeah, maybe shutting
them
down.
Can you imagine a country has morality police? Hey, lady, I don't like the way you talk just now.
Unfortunately, yes, I can.
Oh, my God. But on the other hand, if that's what they want to do.
So I tweeted this. I think every fan at the World Cup in Qatar should follow their rules and custom.
Okay.
Wait, what was I? Okay, not
that's
everyone.
Not what you said.
Not everyone. They seem to be okay with this woman.
Oh, who?
Nal Dahl is
her
name.
Oh, yeah, you showed me her. Yeah. Oh. Well, she can do whatever she wants. And she's going to look like that. She can do whatever she wants. She wants to take over the country.
It's weird because we're this far into the World Cup and it doesn't seem like anyone's cracking down on her specifically.
What are they going to do? You know what? I prefer you put on
robe. They have been cracking down on everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Except for her. Maybe they're afraid of her. She's pretty hot.
That's an understatement.
She has Croatia down the side of her pants.
Sweet.
Huge Croatia fan.
Nice.
And she seems to be fine.
Have you retweeted her? So we can all. Yeah.
She seems to be fine.
Well, maybe if everybody looks that good and like her,
then they can dress like
as they please. Yeah.
I doubt that's going to be the case in Qatar. But so far, she's all right.
Woo!
So far, she's not
gone
south of their rules. So I'm just saying.
You know, it's not even that long ago here because I love there's this site called Shorpy.
Shorpy,
yeah, and it's just basically this guy who collects amazing old photographs, and a lot of them are the beaches here in the United States, mm-hmm. like in the 20s and 30s and 40s. They were out there measuring with a ruler the length of their bathing suits for the women.
From the knee?
Yes.
Wow.
And that was not that long ago. It was less than 100 years ago here in the United States.
I'm glad they're not doing that in Qatar. I'll tell you that right now.
I got something else you can measure with that ruler, buddy. You're going to need a bigger ruler.
I'm pretty happy about this. But what's that?
It's the funeral march, man.
Well, that's what you would start your funeral with if you could choose?
No, I just think it's a hilarious piece of music. Monty Python, you love using this.
I'm not quite dead yet.
Exactly.
I'm feeling better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
I'll bite your leg.
Okay. What are you going to do, bleed on me?
Got a tweet from Raul.
Yay,
who tweets
Raul.
Us quite often.
Yep.
And he actually wasn't even to us. It was just he just tweeted out.
Oh, to in general, to the world.
To start my funeral.
Uh-huh.
When I die, I would like to begin with this song.
That's a weird thing to be thinking about.
And I thought that, too. I thought, what a strange thing to think about.
What's on your mind?
And then I started coming up with mine. And the very first one that came to my mind, while my body's being lowered into the ground.
Yeah. I'm bringing sexy back. The mother
boys don't know how to act. Come on, how good would that
that's
be?
That's a must. So hurry up and die so we can do that.
And then I thought...
Some very appropriate lyrics. Yeah, baby. Actually, so the very end of that song, there's some very appropriate lyrics for a death.
Yeah,
for a funeral.
That's true. That is very true. Yeah. And that's a good way to go out.
That's it.
To be honest,
great. Yeah.
Lyrics at the end of that song. But this is my serious one.
Oh, dude, that's sad.
It's Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, woo!
Renegades of Fire. When you think funk.
Oh, yeah.
You think. Right, me.
Right. 100%.
You think me.
I can just see the poor minister like going, ladies and gentlemen, what is
happening.
This horrible? Well, he would really love mine. You know, when you mentioned this a little while ago, I got to thinking, Christina, there's this song, it's a punk song from like 1980.
Okay.
That's a cover. It's called Is That All There Is? And basically, she's just bitching and moaning through the whole song about how much life sucks and how her mom set the house on fire.
Oh, my God.
And then this gets to this part in the song.
I know what you must be saying to yourself. If she feels that way about it, why doesn't she just slit her throat and shut up? Oh no,
oh my
not
God.
Me. I'm not ready for that kind of a come down. Cause I know just as well as I'm standing here
that
talking
I'm already dead.
You,
yep.
That when the final moment comes when I'm breathing my last,
I'll be asking
to myself,
is that all
there is?
That's pretty great.
That would be a great funeral song.
That's a pretty great one.
That's a solid funeral song.
So that is the topic. If you could pick the first song at your funeral, what would it be? What a weird thought.
What do you want all of the mourners to be like listening to while they're putting you in to become worm food?
That's what I want. And everybody starts dancing at my funeral.
We need to get this fired up. We need to get your funeral going. This sounds like a party.
Whoa, man. I'm not trying to get my funeral going, so to speak. But what song would you pick if you could pick a song to start your funeral?
I'm going to guess some people are going to guess this one. Hell's Probably. Bells. Yeah. But yeah, give us a call, 818-955-KLOS. We'll write it down. We'll be sure to let the funeral parlors of Los Angeles know. Yeah.
Sure.
No worries.
That's what we do.
We care. Actually, the first time I heard that was Matt Pinfield's Sunday Night Show. It is new stuff from the Struts. It's called Fallen With Me.
New and approved.
Sunday nights at 8 o'clock with Matt Pinfield.
We are talking about a topic that I got from a listener of ours named Raul.
Raul Rules.
Who said the song that he would start his funeral with is Pink Floyd's Great Gig in the Sky.
Now, see, that makes sense.
Right.
That's a really good idea.
I don't think he was trying to be funny.
Right.
But then I stole the concept and I was like, hey, what would you want to be your first song if you could pick it?
And
this is mine, so do with it what you will.
Die already so we can have that party. This is gonna rock, man.
You could pick whatever song to kick off your funeral. KLOS, hello.
I was thinking something melodramatic, like maybe Dances with Wolves.
That's the worst call we're gonna get today.
Congratulations, sir. Well done. Thanks, dude.
You're hilarious. KLOS.
Hey.
Hi.
It's Rebecca from Huntington Beach.
Hi, Rebecca from Huntington Beach, who didn't tell us she was from Huntington Beach until it was too late last time.
Wow, that's
that
good.
Was me. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
If you could pick a song to kick off your funeral, what would it be?
Another One Bites the Dust.
Nice. Nice.
You know, if you play that backward, it actually says it's fun to smoke marijuana.
I don't think that's true.
That's true. And I will spin it backwards at your funeral.
Rebecca, are you're getting on that with Sluggo? You're saying that's correct? What's wrong with you two?
It is. Right. It's true.
All right. Whatever.
They're screwing around and having a good time. And thanks, Rebecca. We'll see you at your funeral.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing? How are you boys doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
We're talking about death.
If you could pick the first song at your funeral, what would it be?
If you don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone.
I like it. Although, isn't it a little late? Aren't they already leaving you alone at that point?
Just one last flip-off.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Anything by Nickelback.
How dare you?
You're hilarious. Thank you for calling.
I guess associate with funerals and death. Makes sense. 818-955-KLOS.
If you could pick a first song for your funeral, what would it be? If you could pick the first song to be played at your funeral, what would it be?
Since you live in hell anyway, why not? Bad place to be,
AC/DC. Nice. That's a great choice.
Yeah, you'd be looking up from down below going, oh, well, I'm not so sure that's true now, but I still love the song.
Up the marijuana backwards.
Right on, thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Careless Whisper.
That will send you directly to hell.
Yeah, no, thank
thanks
you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So my husband always wanted this song for his funeral. Mm-hmm. Was No One Lives Forever by Oingo Boingo.
Mm-hmm. All right, little Boingo.
Yeah, that's
I like
good.
It.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Makes sense,
right?
Sure.
Yeah, Danny would also approve. You know, anything death-related is on board.
Exactly.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
You could pick the first song of your funeral. What would it be?
Okay, my sister had a great answer, but she doesn't want to say because she's too embarrassed.
What a baby she is.
Aww.
California Girls by Katy Perry is what my sister said.
That's acceptable.
That's fair enough.
Sure.
You just have to throw in the word dead between California and girls. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Phil Collins, I Don't Care Anymore.
Ah, good.
Anyway.
All right, thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
KLOS. Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. The song that you would pick, if you could, for the first song of your funeral.
Boingo, Boingo, Dead Man's Party.
Wow.
Love it.
All about Boingo.
I love that.
Yeah, that's good.
I might change mine to that.
Really?
Oh, that's so great.
It's too late. We've already locked
it's
in.
It's not too late.
Buddy.
We haven't.
Oh, no. It's
we're not locking in anything.
Yeah,
all right.
On the phone with
it's
a pastor
sexy back.
Right now.
Okay.
So back to the funeral songs and stuff.
This one?
Yeah. Are you going to like do the whole trick of having a recording in the casket so when they're
lower, I can speak?
Hey, let me out.
Let
hey.
Me out. I'm still alive.
Will you do that?
I don't think so. All right. I will.
Wow. That was easy.
Jimmy
five songs in a row. And what if I don't want to?
Five songs in a row.
With a theme.
With a theme. Today's theme is songs with parentheses in the title.
I always appreciated this because you sort of know that they were like, well, we want to call the song Voodoo Child, but we want to throw in something else. We want to make sure that, you know that part.
I always like that, too. It's, yeah. It's an odd choice.
Yeah. Like, I can't get no
That's
satisfaction.
True.
So if you got one, 818-955-KLOS, or you can also hit us up on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Voodoo Child, parentheses, slight return, which I always thought was slightly naughty.
That is Give Me Five songs with the parentheses in the title. KLOS, hello.
Hey, since we can keep it on Boingo for parentheses.
Yeah, which one?
Wild Sex.
Oh, in the Working Class.
Oh, interesting.
And a great song.
That is a great song. All right, here's your song.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're dying. Dying out there.
That's the first song of my funeral.
I feel terrible that I'm really looking forward to your funeral now because it's going to be a rocking good time, man.
It is going to be a good time.
That's insane. Songs with parentheses in the title, like that one, Rolling Stones, It's Only in Rock and Roll, But I Like It. Hello, KLOS.
Hi, I was calling because I heard the bells on the radio.
We're not doing a contest right now.
The acid is kicking in.
Acid is kicking in.
Something for just talking to you? Can we like play a song or something?
Sure. You had a song that has parentheses in the title?
Oh my gosh, parentheses in the title. I don't know. What one? Okay, then how about this? Can you just say that you're playing this song with parentheses in the title for Shelly and Corona?
Sure, why not?
Here's Bang a Gong, parentheses, Get It On for Shelly and Corona.
So back to the funeral songs and stuff.
This one?
Yeah, are you gonna like do the whole trick of having a recording in the casket so when they're
still
lowering
I can speak?
Let me out!
Let
hey.
Me out! I'm still alive!
Will you do that?
I don't think so. All right, I will.
Wow, that was easy. It's Give Me Five. Five songs with parentheses in the title, and there's one left, and this is for Marcy. Don't you, parentheses, forget about me. Give Me Five. Five songs with a theme. Today, they have parentheses in the title. They just couldn't get the whole title in the normal...
It's always a strange choice to put parentheses in there.
It is, and yeah. I always sort of like it. I don't know why. I'm obsessed with that stuff. So there you go. Five songs.
95.5, KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Next hour, you had to dig through your own trash. I find that story hilarious.
I've done that way too many times.
Same.
It's just such a terrible, terrible smell.
It's just, it's sad.
Yeah,
it is. It's just a sad little moment.
Yeah.
First, though, fans of a slain rapper were shocked that his body was displayed at a nightclub.
I gotta say, this is pretty punk rock. I mean, he's a rapper or whatever, but this just seems
Video from the event shows what appears to be the embalmed body of a dead rapper whose nickname was Gunu.
Hey, question for you, super quick.
And they propped him up on stage wearing designer clothes with a crown. Yes, what's the question?
Do you know why living rooms are called living rooms?
No.
Because for so many years, people used to wheel in their dead relatives to the front room of a house. That's where they would like come in and pay their respects. And so people always bringing in bodies, dead bodies of relatives or whatever.
Right.
And they started doing the new houses, a new design, and someone came up with the idea, let's call it a living room. Let's just say don't bring the bodies
in. How do you know that?
Isn't
that
ill?
Does that kind of research?
No, I'm very interested in funerals.
You knew that off the top of your head.
Yeah, so to take it to a club, that's pretty cool.
If you're interested in funerals, this is the topic for you because, let's be honest, funerals are dull.
Oh, man, they're terrible.
Or awful, you know, if you know the person.
Right.
But this was something. This was a nightclub, and he was propped up.
That's awesome. Actual body in the nightclub with a ton of people partying and whatnot, and he's there already starting to rot a little.
And they had a hype man. You know, you need a hype man at a good funeral.
Sure.
Listen to this.
Make some noise.
Make some mother effing noise.
At a funeral.
You don't normally get that at a funeral. I can't hear you.
Who's ready to party or die?
This side of the room. Make some noise. That side.
You're dead. You're dead.
I love it. It's so insane that was their funeral for him.
Bizarre.
And you know that he probably mentioned that ahead of time. Like, this is what I want to happen.
Yeah. A lot of people have wishes, you know.
And that's what we want to talk about. Yeah. You have strange ideas? perhaps.
Funeral wishes?
And by strange, I mean just not normal, not every day, you know, you lay in a coffin and people sit there and cry.
Right.
You have something unique that you would like done with your body, even if you're not going to be able to follow through with it. Because right. Let's say, you know, you have family, you have...
And the family and relatives are probably going, oh, sure, yeah, that we'll do that.
Right, and then they don't.
And of course not.
But what's your idea?
Yeah, what would you like for them to do?
What is the ideal funeral? Listen, it's a little dark.
Yeah!
And we don't need any stories of people that are actually dead right now.
Nor any sad stories.
And don't call us sad stories. And if you're emotional about it, we're not the people to handle
it. No, we're not good at that.
But for everybody else, if you plan, if you like Sluggo, loves funerals, he has some great ideas. I don't know that they involve a rapper that's in a nightclub.
A couple of my requests from Led Zeppelin on a 2 for Tuesday, celebrating their March Madness win on KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We talked about a rapper who died.
I love this,
and
man.
And they propped up his body in a nightclub with a crown on his head. And they had a hype man. Make some more of a noise.
I can't hear you.
Which you don't normally get.
At a funeral.
So we're not looking for sad stories, but we are looking for unique funeral ideas.
You know what's a cool funeral idea?
What?
A Viking funeral.
Oh, yeah. You throw the body on a ship and send it out to sea and catch it on fire. Shoot arrows at
it. Yeah. Fire, fire, fire.
How do you people know
fire.
This?
That's a great idea. I love that idea.
Any idea
that
involves fire, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm a pyromaniac. All right. So a Viking funeral. Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Yes.
I want you to know the parlor is for the dead. The living room
there you
is
go.
For the living.
That's right, Kevin.
Oh, right.
That's right. The parlor is for the dead.
And I wish I wouldn't have made that mistake so clearly when it was me.
But that is where living room came from. Isn't that kind of ill? Would you want to have your body on display for everybody when you're dead at home?
No way, ever, never. No.
All right. Thank you for the correction.
Yeah.
Stupid
Kevin.
Sluggo.
Yeah, Kevin, get things right.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I have a great idea for my funeral.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm a Budweiser drinker.
Right.
So as you enter to the funeral hall, you get a solo cup.
Mm-hmm.
Passed by my coffin with a keg of beer, and my thumb is on the dispenser. I'll pour you a beer as you walk by and lie how great I was.
I love the idea, but I don't know that I want your dead thumb serving me beer.
I do. I want that.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Sluggo will be at your funeral.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I look forward to getting beer from your dead finger.
That's great.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
That's a sentence that's never been said.
818-955-KLOS.
Your ideal funeral. This is a weird, weird hour of calls.
Yeah,
and
I love
there
it.
Are a lot of people with a lot of creative ideas.
Yes.
We started talking about a rapper who was propped up at a nightclub after he was shot. He was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And they propped him up and put a crown on him and danced the night away.
With his corpse hanging out on stage.
And a lot of people were very troubled by that, so much so that the nightclub had to make an apology.
Oh, really? Oh, you're serious? Oh, that's hilarious. Come on.
So we're not looking for sad stories, but we are looking for your creative funeral ideas. You have one?
I want to be cremated and put inside the oil dry so they can use me at the NASCAR track.
Oh,
interesting.
I like that.
So you just want to be deposited where you love whatever it is. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I want to be put in the oil dry where they pick up the oil when they're done.
I got you. All right. That's very specific, but okay.
All right. We'll see if we can arrange that for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, we're talking about ideal funerals.
Death.
Death.
I always told my kids that, yeah, I want to be cremated, and then I want to be ziplined into the church with Panama blaring in the background. And my daughter was like, Dad, you're going to be dead. There's no effing way I'm doing that.
Why didn't she just lie to you?
I was like, it's my last wish. Come on. And she goes, it won't matter. You're dead. So sorry.
Listen, kids that may be listening, tell your parents whatever they want to hear.
Tell them they're going to reach that's down great. Between your legs.
Yes, he'll be dead.
Ease
but...
the ashes back.
Thanks for calling.
Right on, man.
We're doing a strange topic today.
Yeah, very.
Based on a rapper who was propped up at a nightclub after he died for his funeral.
And the video is incredible because there's this corpse with a crown on it, mm-hmm. and everybody's dancing, lights are flashing. Good
make
old time.
Some mother at the noise. That never happens at a funeral.
No.
So we're talking about...
Hey, who's the stiff in the corner?
We're talking about your creative funeral ideas.
And by the way, Larry Hagman had a classic one, and I love this. He really was saying this for years before he died. He wanted them to cremate him, then take and sprinkle his ashes over a field filled with wheat, and then take that flour and make cakes out of it and have everybody eat it. That was what he really wanted everybody to do.
Well, I don't want that.
I love that idea. I would eat a Larry Hagman cake.
No, I wouldn't.
He's JR, man.
Yeah.
He's Barbara Eden's main squeeze.
Right, I know.
Let's eat him.
No.
Isn't that a great idea, though?
No. I'm not down
you're
with...
Not a, you're so opposed to all these funeral ideas.
I am not. I'm no, shocked. I love a lot of them. I love the Viking one the
you
most.
Refuse to eat Larry Hagman, though.
I don't want to eat anyone. I don't think that makes me a bad person.
No, actually, it makes you a really good person, probably.
KLOS, your ideal funeral idea?
I want to get buried with my b**** in your mouth.
We can arrange that.
Yeah, that's absolutely going
to
happen.
We just have to die at the same time.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, guys. I got a great idea for a funeral. I want to have myself catapulted into the whirring blades of a big helicopter.
That would be funky.
That's not a bad Bobcat Goldthwait.
I would, yeah, no, that's pretty good.
That's not bad.
But I would also like to watch anyone.
No.
Maybe not Bobcat, because I really like you, dude.
Yeah, same.
You're amazing.
Well, you know, well, once the death certificate is signed and the ink is dry,
right,
then it doesn't really matter.
He's got a good point. Plus, it'd be very entertaining.
Thanks
hey,
for calling.
Everybody, hold up your umbrellas.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, so my family, they hate my wife. I told my wife I want to be cremated. And when everybody shows up to the funeral, have a fake urn with sand in it. And I want her to knock it over and spill it. And then in a panic, try to vacuum it up in front of everybody.
Hilarious.
Like, it's okay. You know, she's got this and don't worry about it. And he's fine.
Hilarious.
Yeah, Monty Python did that with Graham Chapman, actually, on stage on a TV. It was brilliant. And I hope that they will make
really,
that happen.
That'll really endear her to them.
So that, I think that'd be funny, right?
No, oh, please make it happen because it is. It's beautiful.
It would be hilarious. Yes. Yes.
We look forward to you dying, sir.
Thanks,
right
for calling.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, kind of the dead thing.
Yeah, the dead thing.
Uh-huh. I like a dead thing.
Yeah, I don't know what other way to put it.
That's perfect. But
your ideal funeral
yeah,
is what?
Or what? Yeah, that's good. What would it be?
Say it's quite right, but...
We're getting a lot of feedback.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of noise in the background.
Can
What's
you
going
pick,
on?
Can you pick up the phone? Because we can't hear you.
Okay.
Yes, that way is good.
Yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah.
Go.
We put up inside of a dude. Get all the way up in there where I've always tried to get to.
Where I've always tried to get to. What a beautiful, beautiful eulogy that would be.
I love this call. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. It was really worth getting it all cleared up to get to that.
That was so sweet.
818-955-KLOS.
Your ideal funeral. This is a weird hour because we were talking about a rapper who died and then they propped him up at a nightclub.
His corpse was at the funeral party and literally party all night.
And there was a DJ and he was yelling, let's give it up, mother effers. And it just looked like a great idea.
I am really enjoying this hour of calls, I got to say.
Well, unique.
Very
funeral
unique.
Ideas. Man, oh man, you people are messed up.
I love it.
I love it too.
Yeah, so I imagine a casket buried in a dramatic scene, and I'm like a marionette, and I'm pulled out of the casket, and I dance around.
I like that. That's weird. That'll make some people scream.
Do you, does, so who's running the controls of you? Do you care?
I mean, I guess it would have to be some sort of animatronic thing going on.
Get a hold of, I can't say that name, that company. But yeah, someone could make it happen for you. Someone in this town, in Los Angeles, can make that happen.
I hope you can make your dream come true.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Wait, is this still the death wish?
Yes.
Like you're into the race?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So my father, big stoner back in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his last wish was to be cremated and put into, and he grew too, into the cannabis plants so he could be absorbed by the cannabis and then smoked by everybody that does it.
So did you do that?
So I did it in one of the plants, and the plant was the biggest. It was like 5 pounds.
Wow. Is that right?
Oh, that's weird.
And it was Gorilla Glue, and it blew up, and everybody loved it. I'm like, all right, well, everybody's smoking my pops.
He would be so happy. What was the taste like? What was the flavor like?
Not, I mean, no, it was still like Gorilla Glue. It was just, you know, I mean, yeah. Ash you know, ash goes into soil and it still helps out the nutrition.
Right, sure.
Did you smoke enough to get a good buzz going? Was it a weird buzz? Anything unusual or just knowing that?
Nothing unusual. Yeah, yeah. Just normal. But still kind of a thing of his that he wanted to be, have done. So.
Well, that takes my phrase, I can smoke it, to a whole new level.
I love it.
Dude, thanks for calling, man. Right on, man.
KLOS, hello.
So, Kevin, I'm going to take you back on a little journey. I don't know if you remember, years ago, I won tickets from you to see Bob Geldof at the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood.
He was just talking about that.
Keep going.
I don't know if you remember this, but while we were there, somebody without tickets showed up with ashes, with human remains of somebody else, to be given to Richard Blade.
Okay. That doesn't surprise me in
some
weird
way. That doesn't surprise
me
either.
And what did Blade do with them?
No, they didn't. They nobody took them. They didn't take them off.
Well, that's a shame.
What I'm getting at is I want you guys to have my ashes.
As much as we'd love that.
No, hold on.
Well, there's more. Okay. Wait a second.
Yeah, so I want to hear this.
Just say no.
All right, go ahead.
My funeral will be a week-long thing. Uh-huh. Everybody that wins concert tickets and T-shirts gets a little bit of meat.
I like it.
Do you think?
Yeah, of course they would.
People want a little
naturally
bit of you?
Naturally.
Yeah, they're going to want me.
Okay. All right. Listen, we'll force you on people. That seems cool.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. I love that idea. We're going to do that.
Yes, we will. We've been talking about unique funeral ideas, and this one is hilarious. It's an Irish man, and he plays a prank at his own funeral. So everybody's standing around, and the hole in the ground is there.
Right.
And the casket is there.
In the hole in the ground.
Yes. Uh-huh. And then you'll hear some bagpipes, and then you'll hear the actual man's voice talking to everybody standing around his casket.
The dead guy that is there?
Yes.
At his own funeral?
Yes. By the way, bagpipes, just straight painful.
Torture music.
All right, this is the guy that's dead.
Hello. Hello? Let me out!
Let me out!
There's like a ton of people standing around, and all of a sudden his voice, let me out!
And they all start laughing. Hilarious. Hilarious.
We got to send a guy named Mark, give him tickets to go see Metallica. We're handing them out all week, and he was really excited about it.
He was, yeah.
I love it when people are excited about it.
Same. Sometimes we give away tickets and people don't care, and it's like, do we have to give them to you?
But Mark was very happy, so congratulations to him.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. The dress code for the World Cup in Qatar is very strict.
Unless
you're Miss Croatia.
They can get away with murder.
In which case, anything goes.
And deservedly so.
We talked about songs to kick off your funeral, and I've chosen...
I'm bringing sexy back.
And your next chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game is tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
And it's going to be worth $8,800. Unbelievable. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Look what I found at the bottom of the sack.
Can we do this right now?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
An extra 4-pack of tickets.
818-955-KLOS.
If you want to go to Disneyland, be caller 13, and we will send you. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
My name is Tammy.
Tammy, you are caller 13.
Great, that's great.
That means you get 4 one-day, one-park tickets to the Disneyland or Disney California Adventure Park to experience Disney Festival of Holidays and Disney Viva Navidad. I could say
well
that
well said, yeah, no, that was right.
Disney Viva Navidad.
That was much better.
Street party. So congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, Tammy.
Woo-hoo, thank you so much.
Viva Navidad.
Viva Navidad.
Okay, I got that one.
I guess, hold on a second. We got a question on the panel, for the panel on, hello, KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi, where are the Metallica tickets at?
Where are the Metallica tickets at? Where the supervisor at? Put the supervisor on the phone.
Week, every day.
We're not giving them out right now. We're not giving them out right
now. Very soon. In fact, maybe right now.
All right, let's give them out right now.
Okay, all right, why not?
Not to her. We're going to have to hang up on her and clear the lines.
That's a damn shame.
We have two tickets to Metallica's M72 World Tour. It's two different nights, two different sets, two different opening acts.
That's awesome.
And it's in the round at SoFi Stadium, August 25th and 27th.
So if you have an open couple of nights, give us a call now.
Unless you're booked right through August.
818-955-KLOS, be caller 13, and you're going, hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, what are you doing August 25th and 27th? Of next year.
You have
got to be kidding me, man. I am a huge Metallica fan.
Excellent.
Nice.
If you're saying what I think you're saying, I'm free.
I'm saying you got two tickets to Metallica's World Tour, two nights, two different sets, two different opening acts in the round at SoFi.
Oh, my God. I was talking about that concert today with my partner. I'm like, I can't. I'm so excited about what they're going to play. And this is great, guys.
Excellent.
Now you're going to go for free.
You're going to go and you get to see it.
Unbelievable. You guys are the best.
Still, I can die.
What?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas.
And right now, $8,200 is on the line. If you're caller 13, you can give us that word we've been looking for.
818-955-KLOS. KLOS, who is this?
This is Ray.
Ray, you're caller 13.
All right.
Are you ready to win $8,200?
It is your turn.
I'm going to try.
All right. We are looking for a sea creature with a two-word name.
And let me tell you, Ray, the last couple of guesses were sea turtle and ahi tuna.
Ahi.
Ahi. Okay.
Yes. What's wrong with you?
Whatever.
Well, it's for $8,200.
That's true. That is important. All right. So what do you got for us?
I'm going to guess a basking shark.
A what shark?
Basking. Basking shark.
Basking.
B-A-S-K-I-N-G.
Mm. Damn it.
Didn't sound like that's what you were saying.
Bastard shark.
At all.
No, he bit my leg off.
No, I thought he was using the F word. Yes. I thought that's what he was saying. I was like, oh, if that shark exists, I need to see it.
Really hate sharks.
Oh, that's incorrect. But thank you trying.
Yeah.
And next thank hour, you. It'll be 8,400.
The name game.
The name game.
What's that now? I haven't heard of this.
We're doing Give Me Five in about 7 minutes. But
that's
first,
true.
We will take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS to play the name game.
And if you get through and you can answer the question we have for you, $8,400 is yours. Good luck.
That song is a great song to start a funeral with.
Yes. And it's time for this.
The name game. The name game.
Yeah, baby. He had such a nice fat bottom, but now he's dead.
It's over $8,000.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Which is crazy. KLOS, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, who are you?
Who's this?
My name's Branson.
Branson, you are caller 13.
Right on.
Congratulations. You get your shot at the KLOS $100,000 name game and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas, and it's up to $8,400. Sluggo, the last two guesses?
The last couple of guesses were basking shark and sea turtle. Have you spent much time in the ocean?
A little bit.
All right. So give us the two-word sea creature.
I'll go with rockfish.
Rockfish.
Oh. I'm sorry, it is not rockfish.
All right.
Thank you for calling. Next hour, $8,600.
I know it's stupid and who cares, but I believe it was Mythbusters that proved that hitting the ground running doesn't actually make you go faster. Like, it isn't a faster thing. It seems like it would be, but it turns out.
All right.
Who cares?
I don't understand. You can play the KLOS $100,000 name game right now.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
Be caller 13. You can give us the right words. Get yourself $8,600. Good luck. So damn funny.
That literally scared me to death.
That's awesome. Yeah, y'all chilling and grooving out.
Chill.
Pink Floyd, and then all of a sudden.
The name game's being screamed at me.
Hey, the name game!
KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Cindy, you're caller 13.
All right. First time I ever got through.
Hey, welcome to it.
The pot is up to $8,600.
Pot? All right.
I know.
Right?
Big.
Here's Sluggo to tell you the last two guesses.
The last couple of guesses were rock shark and basking shark, and what it is we're looking for is a sea creature with a two-word name. So what do you think it is to get that pot?
I think it's a stupid bass.
Stupid bass? Is it a stupid bass?
I hope there is a stupid bass. It's not correct. It's not correct.
Well, thanks for calling and playing. That was really weird.
That was weird. Stupid bass.
Stupid bass.
Bad-mouthing it.
All right, so tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
$8,800.
Fleetwood Mac's self-titled album went gold, certified gold, on this day in rock in 1975. The movie Flash Gordon, with that music from Queen, opened in theaters on this day in rock in 1980. U2 played their very first show in these United States of America on this day in rock in 1980 at the Ritz Ballroom, New York City.